Welcome to Sacred Magic. Violet is on a quest to bring sacredness back into our everyday experiences. Anyone can have an extraordinary life when they are able to tap into the sacred magic within. Violet and her guests will be sharing their divine passions, inspirations, and stories of connecting with their sacred magic. We are so happy you have joined us today. Let's get started with your host, the magical creator of Discover Your Spiritual Gifts, Violet Rain.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sacred Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Violet Rain. And today I have my guest back, Andarta. You know, she's a professional psychic who performs tarot and oracle readings, past life regressions, shamanic journey work, and Reiki healing. She's an empath who can sense people's feelings, as well as a clairvoyant, clairaudient to hear and see any messages that people need to know. She's a Reiki master who heals people with Reiki energy, as well as teaching Reiki classes. She's also a high priestess who performs legal hand fastings and weddings, and is a priestess of Avalon who helps the land and the people to heal. She's a druid and a member of the Order of Bards, Ovates, and Druids. She's a certified death doula. And so the list goes on and on and on. She does so many things. And that's the reason we keep having her back, is so we can talk about all the things. And so welcome back.
Thank you so much. I am so happy to be here again. Thank you.
Yeah, we'd love to have you on here. So today we wanted to spend some time talking about past life regression. So share with us a little bit, what is past life regression, number one? And number two, I know people do it in many, many different ways. So share, share your process with us as well.
Sure. You know, and that I think I'm going to start with the number two question, because there are many different ways of doing past life regressions. A past life regression is basically trying to tap into your soul's memories of any past lives. And so there's different ways of tapping into those memories. You know, there is hypnosis that, you know, you have to be specifically trained to do the hypnosis for that person. You can also do more of a memory recall, like dream works, tracking. And it really depends on the person as to, you know, how they can remember things like that. But a lot of clients that I have, they remember things through their dreams that are just way too vivid. To just be random information, right? And then there's also, I mean, I always get people to ask, oh, well, tell me, and I can, you know, psychics can tell you, oh yeah, you were this, this, and this, you know, and that's totally fine. But how I do past life regressions is more of a shamanic journey work, where I actually take my client into a meditative state and, to recover that information to where they're actually going into those memories. And the reason why I do that is because that I find to be the most eye-opening and accurate way that my clients can tap into those memories, simply because they come back and they're like, oh my gosh, I, you know, did this, this, and this, and this happened, and I saw this, and they remember. As opposed to me just telling them, or, you know, hearing a recording of themselves through hypnosis, it's the most impactful way of tapping into past lives that I've found. And I also teach people how to do this on their own. So that way, I mean, they are welcome to, which I have had clients come back again and again to do the meditation with me, but they can do it themselves, because I ultimately find past lives to be part of our evolution and our healing path. And if you are able to start tapping into your own past lives, then you can start accessing your karmic records. What are the things that you need to be working on and things like that, which I think everybody should be able to have access to their own soul's memories.
I love that. I love that. And you talked a little bit about karma. But, you know, what are the benefits? Because, you know, some people come and they're like, hey, I want to know if I was a prince or a king or a queen, or if I, you know, it has more, for me, it feels more entertainment versus.
Sure.
Hey, these are records that can really help us. So share how those past life memories can really be beneficial for the individual.
Absolutely. You know, and this is something that I always, as soon as I get approached by somebody, especially somebody that I don't know, if it's one of my regular students, clients, that they're like, you know what, I think I should do this, then that's totally fine. But if it's somebody that I've never done a reading with before, I really have a little bit of a chat with them about their intent, their purpose, because I do have people either coming from ego, where they want to find out when they were Cleopatra, because they are absolutely positive. I've met so many people that thought they were Cleopatra. And, or, you know, of course, we've all had positions of power just as much as we've all had, we've been at the bottom of the totem pole. You know, I mean, we have all experienced different things, and it's not the purpose is not to go on an ego trip to see how awesome you were, because, you know, and that's where I get a lot of people that have fear, is that I've had so many people say, I don't want to find out if I was a horrible person. And I'm like, well, I'm telling you right now that you were at some point. I'm sorry, but that's just how it is that, you know, we have had all these different life experiences each time. And the purpose of the past life regressions is not to feed your ego, but to see the different life lessons that maybe you did not finish in order to finish them this time around. If you look at past lives as an evolutionary thing, an evolution of your soul, then it sort of makes sense to want to go back to the lessons that you did not finish in order to finish them. Because I mean, that's what's holding back your evolution, right? And so I have people that are always getting caught in certain cycles, or they have certain fears that they can't explain, or they get into toxic relationships again and again and again, and they think that they're going to learn from it, and then they do it again. And it's like, well, this really sounds like this is more of a past life karmic lesson that you are not facing. That is why, you know, in my opinion, you know, doing past life regressions and just facing the good, the bad, and the ugly of what your soul has been through, can really help to heal not only different karmic relationships that you may have with people in your soul circle, but also your own soul's evolution and different issues that you may be having.
Yeah, and I agree with that. You know, I think when we talk to people, and, you know, I've had people hear from other readers, hey, I was this awful person and I did this, and I don't believe I did that. And I said, that's okay. You're allowed to feel that. But maybe why you feel so strong that you didn't do that is because you did do that, and you said, I would never do that again.
Right.
And I would never be that person again. Maybe that's what it is. But I believe, just like you do, that we have a spectrum of negative experiences, positive experiences. I always tell people, you'll laugh, but I go, think about a video game. I think of past lives like a video game, like levels on a video game. You know, you do level one and you learn how to master it, and you know, learn all the pieces, and then you move to level two, and then you move to level three. And, you know, maybe someday you look back on your game and say, wow, level five, I really didn't do that well on that level. I want to go back and do that again, because now I know a little bit more of how I want to navigate, what corner I want to go to. Where I want to hit.
I love that.
Right? And if you think about it that way, and you keep going up the levels and you keep mastering each level, to me, that's like past lives, because I feel like that's what we do. The first time we navigate some experience, it's the first time we've ever done it. we're not going to do it the greatest way because we're not going to know all the tricks and techniques and the things that we need to do. And the more that we keep going back to that level, the more we get to master what we're doing, the more we figure out how to do it really well. And the next time you do that level, you just zip through it because you're like, I got this. I know how to do this.
Right. Well, and nobody wants to admit if they messed up. Nobody wants to admit now that they messed up this lifetime. Right. And so the two things that I found, the two aspects or things that people struggle with the most is whether they were a victim or whether they were a perpetrator in some way. And either way, those roles are not fun. Right. And that's not like, yay, look at how I was a horrible person, or look at how I was abused and how I had a horrible death or something. Nobody wants to face those things. But the purpose of it is, okay, so what did I need to learn in that life? What was the point of that life lesson? It's not to, and I always, you know, tell people after they've done a really intense past life regression with me is, okay, so journal as much as you can in the next couple of weeks, and don't do a regression just to let all of the, because you start tapping in and these memories will just come flowing through afterwards in your dreams, in your day life and things like that. And so you just want to let your soul settle into, oh yeah, and I remember that aspect, and I remember that aspect, you know. But don't make it where you fall back into victimhood because of a past life where you were a victim. And don't, obviously, people feel guilty when they find that they were a horrible person. And that's not the point of it either. It's not to beat yourself up. It's not to revel. Obviously, hopefully most people are not reveling and being jerks, you know, but I tend to not have those type of people come to me for past life regressions because they tend to not be self-aware. So, you know, I never really encountered that aspect, but, you know, I love that idea of the game, the video game idea, because it really is that revisiting the lessons and seeing where you have come from and where you need to go, because that's really the whole point, right?
Right. It's what all of it is. So talk to us a little bit about karma. Because there are people that believe that we no longer have karma, and there are people that believe that there is karma. And so there's lots of different perspectives. Now, it's okay for everybody to have different beliefs. We're all going to have, take what resonates. But what is your definition or your belief around karma? What is karma?
You know, I think part of the confusion or why this yes or no thing is, there's many different views of what past lives are, and reincarnation in particular. And so most people understand past life and reincarnation from the Eastern viewpoint, Buddhism and Hinduism, whether or not that be that you are, you know, Buddhist and you would be a butterfly, and then you'd be, and there's the different hierarchical viewpoints on life in Buddhism, just as and more in Hinduism, there is caste system of, if you were born a pottery maker, then you need to be the best pottery maker this lifetime around. And it's all about supporting that, that hierarchy of the society. But there are Western views of karma, as well as in, if you want to look at the Irish curses or family curses or things like that, or just your own curse on yourself. If you do a thing, you know, of course, you know, in our neo-pagan realm and new age realm, we see karma as whatever you do, you know, it ripples out into the world, and it comes back to you three times. So if you throw a rock, then you get three rocks. Now, it's not really how that works. But I do feel that it's your energy. The energy that you put out into the world is what you're going to be receiving. And that's not saying that everybody that is, you know, has a crap thing happen to them means that they're crappy. That's not what that means. But just focusing your energy on your intent in life and the people that you surround yourself with. And I think that karma also is, heavily involved with your soul circle and those people that you have known lifetime after lifetime. And I do entire classes on soul circles. I do entire classes on karma of place, where, you know, there are certain places and areas that you may or may not have been to, or you have been and you don't want to ever go back there. And there's also, you know, different things that that triggers different karmic issues from the family too, bloodlines that can also make things a little more complicated. Most people think that karma and soul circles are all romantic, when in fact that's not the case at all. I mean, your soul circle are different souls that you gravitate towards lifetime after lifetime. Maybe 10% are romantic, but these are also people that you are comrades with in war, or that you are mortal enemies this lifetime, and then the next time you're different, or you are siblings, and then and you recognize these people. And so the things that you did together in those previous lives, the karma, the energy that you build up with each other, is going to come through. And it's very, sometimes it can be very overwhelming when you meet somebody for the first time this time around in your soul circle, because it's just so overwhelming. Your soul's like, whoa, wait. I remember this person, this energy, this things, you know. And so that's why I feel a lot of people get stuck in really toxic relationships, because they feel that they have to be there for that person because they've known them before. Whether or not they realize that they've known that person before or not, just because you've known that person in a past life does not mean that it is, that it was healthy, and or that it's healthy now. And who are you and who are they as to this time around as to whether or not it's going to be a positive relationship, whether or not it's romantic or not.
I love that. I love that when we talk about soul groups, because
yeah,
sometimes you'll meet somebody and you're like, oh, I don't know why, yeah, but I don't want to, yep, I don't want to step into this. Right. Or we meet somebody and we're like, wow, I just love you. I just want to,
yeah,
I feel like I've known you forever.
Yes, forever.
Those are really soul groups.
Yes.
We look at those and how they come in. And I think there's usually a common thread between the group of experiences that they've come here to do in multiple ways. So I think that's awesome. So you talked a little bit about love interests, and I want to talk about soulmates, because so many times people show up and go, this is my soulmate. I only have one soulmate. There can only be one person that loves me. And I'm just like, I don't believe that.
Well, you know, I think a lot of that comes from Hollywood, unfortunately. Our social lives, you know, movies, things like that, really sort of put pressure on finding the one, because monogamy is still very mainstream in viewpoints and concerning romantic relationships. And so of course we have to narrow that down, and I feel that multiple people can be in your soul circle that can be a romantic partner of some sort, but those relationships are more challenging, I found, than people that you just have never had any karmic ties with before. You're on a fresh path, that sort of thing. And so, you know, there's the twin flame versus soulmate, you know, that get tossed around a lot. You know, and it's usually young women that always come up and they want to find their twin flame. And I'm like, okay, so do you even know what that phrase means? You know, it literally means that in a past life or two, your soul was shattered to where a part of yourself is in somebody else. And so do you feel that you are half of a person, or do you feel that you're completely lost? You know, and they're like, oh, well, that's not, you know, so I mean, it's, you know, a lot more complicated than that, right? And yet, I mean, I do feel that there are people that are half of a soul or that they are lost. I mean, just look at all of the devastation that we've had, you know, in humanity just since World War I, right? We don't even have to look at anything past that, you know, and we have so many more people, you know, the population of the planet just keeps quadrupling. And where are these souls coming from? You know, I mean, is it from shattered souls? Is it all brand new souls? You know, and it, I also feel that we are not just of this planet. I have encountered some people that have, they're like, okay, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I really don't think I was even on this planet. And those people are usually the ones that don't feel comfortable on this planet. Mm-hmm. And so that in and of itself is part of their healing process of understanding why they never feel comfortable here and what that means. And that, you know, what are the things that they could do differently, to, you know, finish this cycle here. Or whatnot, or also about animals that, you know, you can also have been an animal in a past life. I mean, some people, you know, like the Hindu belief, reincarnation, it doesn't include animals. And so it just really depends on your viewpoints. But I do feel that, you know, you could have been an animal, I mean, and or a plant, a tree, you know, those type of things that, you know, if maybe your soul has chosen to cycle through all the different living beings on the planet, maybe you don't really feel comfortable around humans very much. You know, so I mean, just tapping into those different things can often explain a lot to people of why they are the way that they are. And so that way it's not a matter of, well, then I'm never going to be around people again because I like to be plants and animals, but more of, well, what did you learn in those different lives? What did you experience? And what are you supposed to experience now?
Yeah, because if you've been a plant and animal, somewhere along the line, you said, I want to be human. I want to have that experience. So let's lean in and see what that experience is about. I love telling people, and their eyes get really big, is I don't believe everyone gets to come here. I think it's like, I think you're chosen or a raffle or I don't think every soul gets to be on this plane. And I've had guides tell me you won the ticket to Disney World. So why are you still picking up the trash?
Right.
Because you chose to come here to have this experience and not everyone gets to. So what are you doing with that choice that was made? Right. You know, are you living it fully? Or are you trying to create the best experience that you can, or are you complaining and sitting in that negative space, right? Mm-hmm. It's really important that we have choice. We can choose what we do in this lifetime and how are we choosing and how are we moving forward? I think our past lives, our soulmates and our karma are such important things to kind of understand and tap into. And as we move into that, share with us a little bit, if people wanted to connect and work with you, like past life regression or just these classes that you talk about, do you do those online? Just share with us a little bit. What are some of the things you offer?
Sure. I can absolutely do a regression through a video chat. And I am getting ready to start doing both individual in-person and also group workshops for past life regression, since I'm just still now getting settled here in the Western New York area. But I have done many, many past life regression workshops with multiple people where we do experience those things. You know, I walk everybody through those different ways of tapping into your past lives. And, you know, people always ask me, I always get at least one person when I am at a psychic fair or something, because I have that I do past life regressions. They went, okay, so let's do a regression. I'm like, well, we're not going to do it right here because we're talking at least an hour of meditation and we can't do it with, you know, like 200 people walking around. That's just not very conducive to tapping in to those energies. But absolutely, people can contact me to set up an appointment, and or, you know, whether it's in person or through online.
I love that. I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming and sharing some of these insights and information today, because I know people are curious about all that. And so being able to just to talk about it a little bit and share, I think is so important.
Well, and I always just tell people, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of, you know, starting to tap in, because that's what I either have people with big ego, or I have people that are afraid. And, you know, just be curious. Don't allow it to consume you, but just see, you know, what you may encounter, and you will definitely be surprised. I always am.
Me too. I'm always surprised. I've been tapping in for years, and every once in a while, a new experience or a life will come in, and they'll be like, oh, so you're showing me this now because they need to understand how that relates to this life.
Right.
What we have to understand is it all correlates to each other. Right.
Well, and you may not have been ready. And that's something I always tell people is that, well, you weren't shown this more complicated or challenging lifetime because you weren't ready for it. So your guides will only show you what you're ready for right now. So that's the other reason of not being afraid.
I love that. I love that. Well, thank you for listening or watching whichever channel that you're on today. Thank you for checking in. Please comment. Please like. Yes. Please follow us on all of our channels. Whatever is your favorite, we would love to see you there. Thank you for watching today, and I hope you have a sacred and magical week.
Thank you for joining us. To find out more about Violet, head over to discoveryourspiritualgifts.com. You can also send a personal message to Violet through email, violet@discoveryourspiritualgifts.com. If you love this show, subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. Until next time, remember, we are all meant to have abundant and joyful lives. We hope to see you soon at Discover Your Spiritual Gifts.